morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of Morning Reload. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy, very frosty Monday. Technically, it's not nearly as cold as it was Saturday morning. Saturday, when I got up, it was 30 degrees below zero. Today, a balmy negative 18 degrees Fahrenheit. In my opinion, once you get past 10 below zero, it really doesn't matter all that much. You still don't want to go outside, and it's still really cold. Over the weekend, the Cowpie published an article, yet another article, criticizing the People's Tax Initiative. That's the one that's been going around the state to reduce your property taxes by 50%. If you listen to some Wyoming legislators, if this thing passes, the entirety of state government, county government, and municipal government is going to come tumbling down around our ears. Drag show Clark Stith claims that if this thing passes, it could result in a state income tax. Clark's pal, Poisonberry Crago, said at a press conference held in Cheyenne, quote, "Do you want the sheriff to show up when you call 911? Do you want the ambulance to show up when you call them? I'm quite worried and concerned about that initiative because I think it will do much more damage than good." End quote. Like his pal, drag show Clark, Crago says that if this passes, the state is going to have to backfill the deficit with even more taxpayer money. A threat, in a manner of speaking. By the way, speaking of Crago, did you notice that Secretary of State Chuck Gray said there's absolutely no problem with all of those campaign flyers that have been floating around about him? Sorry about your luck there, Barry. It's called the freedom of speech. But I digress. It's not just state legislators that are against this ballot initiative. A lot of Wyoming County assessors are also against this thing, for pretty much the exact same reason. Both of those two groups of people think you absolutely have to tax people for as much money as humanly possible so that we can keep the coffers of government full to the brim. Sweetwater County Assessor David Divis also doesn't think we should have this property tax initiative. He says that billionaires and new transplants shouldn't be entitled to property tax relief. And I quote, "We need to help people that need the help. We're going to be giving billionaires and out-of-staters tax breaks." End quote. Yeah, I can see where that might be a problem if you're a socialist. But the truth is that David Divis, Poisonberry Crago, and drag show Clark Stith aren't even remotely telling you the truth. Sheriff's offices are not going to close up shop. Ambulances are not going to stop running. And unfortunately, for all of us, we'll still be able to turn the lights on in the Wyoming Capitol. But we need to be clear about what exactly this tax initiative does. First, it only applies to residential property taxes. It doesn't have anything to do with mineral property taxes or business property taxes or anything like that. It's just residential property taxes. And for most Wyoming counties, not all, but most, the vast majority of their revenue does not come from residential property taxes, but rather from minerals, industrial, or commercial property taxes. Sheridan County resident Rich Bratton recently did an actuarial study of the property tax initiative. While he confined his analysis to Sheridan County, it holds pretty well true for the rest of the state. And even though the numbers vary a little bit from county to county, his study conclusively proves that everything the Redcoats are saying about this property tax initiative is a bunch of bullcrap. In Sheridan County, residential property taxes only account for 30% of county revenue. 30%. The property tax initiative only applies to primary residences, and according to the Department of Revenue, that's only 71% of all of the homes in the state of Wyoming. Further, the tax initiative only applies to those individuals that have lived in their home for over 1 year. Of the 71% of primary residences in the state of Wyoming, only 83% of those have been occupied by their owner for 1 year. Are you getting the sneaking suspicion that this number just gets smaller and smaller? So, residential property taxes is only 30% of the total county revenue in Sheridan County. Only 71% of all the homes in Wyoming are primary residences, and only 83% of those have been lived in for 1 year. I'll tell you how the numbers work out in just a second. But first, a quick profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. It's cold outside. And if you don't think that your livestock are even colder without something to get inside of, you are sadly mistaken. What you should have done is called Nick and Jesse from Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532 and had them build you a building so you could put all of your livestock in so that they would stay nice and toasty warm. Nick and Jesse are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. So give them a call. 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. While you're out pulling cows in the middle of the night, you want to make sure that the top of your head stays nice and toasty warm. New Trend Hats has a wide variety of hats for both men and women, and you're sure to find one that'll keep those ears of yours nice and toasty warm. Go to the website, newtrendhats.com. The following ad was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate.
Who's the leader for the Senate? It's Reed Raisner. He's the one for you and me. Cheer his name so happily.
R-A-S-N-E-R.
What's his name?
Reed Raisner.
R-A-S-N-E-R.
What's his name?
Reed Raisner.
Reed Raisner
for the Senate. With the voice so strong and true. Bringing change term limits to Reed Raisner's here for you.
And now, back to the program. From just reading the property tax initiative, it's pretty clear that the numbers of people that will actually qualify for it are far lower than what your legislators are leading you to believe. What's even more striking is when you actually look at the dollar numbers, how this property tax initiative is really going to affect counties. Sheridan County's budget for 2024 is $24,861,650. Because I like round numbers, we'll just say $25 million. Residential property taxes only account for 34% of Sheridan County's total budget. That leaves you with $8.5 million. Now remember, only 71% of homes in Wyoming are primary residences. So you do the math on that one, that leaves you $6,035,000. And 83% of that for people who have lived in their home for more than 1 year, and you're left with $5,009,050. And a 50% reduction per the ballot initiative leaves you with $2,504,525. Almost exactly a 10% reduction. It was not that long ago that Governor Gordon ordered the state to reduce all of their budgets by 10% across the board. And correct me if I'm wrong, I might be mistaken on this one, but state government did not fall down around its ankles. There are still state troopers that'll pull you over if you're doing 85 down the interstate. The heat is still on at the prison, and we can still turn the lights on in the Capitol. But do you know who didn't take a 10% bath during all of that? Counties. Truth is, Sheridan County has increased their county budget $10 million in the last 5 years. In 2 years, funding for schools has gone up approximately $3,000 per student per year. The county, and the city for that matter, just gave all county employees a bonus for Christmas after a series of pretty good raises. In other words, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that Sheridan County couldn't reduce its expenditures by 10%. Let me just give you an example. See, when you start digging through budgets, you never know what you're going to find. historic courthouse renovation, which I'm sure is absolutely necessary, clocks in at $2.46 million. The total optional 1% funds is $2,376,000. Maybe if Sheridan County used its optional 1% funding for its intended purpose, instead of just giving it to every nonprofit that walked through the door, they could cover that 10% deficit no problem. The truth is, my friends, we're not talking about a 50% reduction for county revenues. Not even close. In Sheridan County, it's only 10%. Now, as I said, the numbers vary a little bit county to county, but by and large, the math holds true for all of Wyoming's 23 counties. Back to the cow pie for a minute. After you've heard all of the actual numbers of how this property tax initiative is going to work, there's only one conclusion we can draw from Trotsky's article. Our legislators are engaged in a giant propaganda campaign, one that isn't even remotely true. Drag show Clark Stith says that this ballot initiative is going to result in a state income tax. That's ridiculous, my friends. There would be no reason for it. If the state can take a 10% reduction in their budget, so too can every Wyoming county, especially when most of them increased their county budget year over year by more than 10%. While all of this sounds good, and if the ballot initiative were to pass, it would provide immediate relief to Wyoming taxpayers, it's only a short-term fix. It doesn't solve the real problem of our broken tax assessment system. In a lot of ways, it's not all that different from the property tax refund system that our legislature put into place a few years ago. It's a Band-Aid. The real solution to all of this is acquisition value, that the taxes you pay are directly proportional to what you paid for the house. That's pretty much how every other tax system we have works. Your license plates, sales tax, etc. Clearly, you think that your home is worth what you paid for it. If you didn't, you wouldn't have paid that price for it in the first place. So there's no reason why we couldn't assess taxes based on that number. The reason why our legislature is so resistant to the idea is it would stop the ever-increasing property tax bills that all of us are experiencing right now. And what about Representative Crago's bill to cap the increase on your property taxes to 5%? That would have the result of doubling your property taxes in 14 years. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. The long and the short of all of this, my friends, is that your legislators don't want you to turn off their spigot. They've been drinking from a money fire hose for far too long, and they've gotten used to their wasteful spending. We have a budget session coming up, and I guarantee you it will be a free-for-all with all the money that's floating around in the cowboy state. Honestly, if my program doesn't disgust you enough, you should take a day or two off of work, drive down to Cheyenne, and watch how much disrespect all of these legislators have for your money. It truly would be an enlightening experience for you. Well, that'll about do it for today's edition of Morning Reload. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. If you haven't listened to my interview with U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman about these natural asset companies, you really need to go back and listen to Weekend Update. And you can find just about every episode of Cowboy State Politics at my website, cowboystatepolitics.com. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the program. That way you can be notified for every new episode of the program. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.